Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World. This is the Foreign Service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kHz. And you can also listen to all of our programs as podcasts via our website, which is rai.com.ar. And I'm not talking only about our weekly shows, programs like this very one, but also all sorts of podcasts regarding current affairs in Argentina and Latin America, an update on the pandemic in the region. We've got features on science, history, music, gastronomy, all things involving Argentina and the region, available in 8 languages. And you can find all of this content produced by us on rai.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and I will be the host for this weekly program of RAI Argentina to the World in English, a program corresponding to Wednesday, September 1st, 2021. And it's another show that I'm hosting from my home studio. That's to say, I'm doing this show from home, because since the beginning of the pandemic in March 2020, RAI has been operating remotely to prevent coronavirus infections. There are big chances of returning to the studios in the short term. Authorities are making decisions in that regard, as you'll listen during the news update in just a few minutes. And well, for us, returning to Maipú studios in downtown Buenos Aires will mean having again the equipment, the gear, the infrastructure, the human resources, working with our friends, technical operators, and being able to bring you programs every day, or I should say Mondays through Fridays, as we've always done. That may happen very soon, but in the meantime we are still working remotely and producing these weekly programs that include an overview of the most important news stories of the last week, nationally and regionally, and also some music. Today we'll be introducing a new group as part of our cycle New Argentine Sounds. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com. That is where you have to send your reception report if you are a DXer, and if the report is accurate, we're going to be replying with a digital QSL card. So make sure you write down this email address if you want to send a reception report or any kind of message to us. qslrai@gmail.com. All right, folks, it's time now to start with the news. These are the headlines. After more than 2 decades without any border dispute, Argentina and Chile engage in a fresh row over a sector of the South Atlantic. Argentine government analyzes reopening borders for some foreign tourists as coronavirus infections drop to the lowest level in a year. In the province of Corrientes, a legislator was shot during a campaign rally, and police are looking for 2 suspects. Due to a lack of water in dams, Brazil faces energy crisis and government asks citizens to save electricity. Mexico formalizes its request to replace the Organization of American States with a new entity. Despite resistance from their European clubs, several Argentine footballers traveled to the Americas to play the qualifying rounds with the national team. Argentina and Chile are once again facing each other over a border dispute, almost 3 decades after the resolution of the last conflict over a territory in the Andes mountain range. The current dispute is over a maritime area south of Tierra del Fuego Island, which Santiago included as its own in an update late August of its naval charts. When formalized in the Chilean Official Gazette, the measure was immediately rejected by Buenos Aires. According to Argentina's Foreign Minister Felipe Solá, this Chilean action is a violation of the treaties signed by both countries in 1984 over the waters of the Beagle Channel. It should be recalled that Argentina and Chile almost went to war in 1978 over 3 islands located in this strategic passage between the Atlantic and the Pacific Oceans. A Vatican mediation then managed to stop the confrontation, which resulted in a binational pact. According to this agreement, taking a dividing line from the southern tip of the continent, Argentina advanced eastward and Chile westward. But with the incorporation of a crescent-shaped portion some 200 miles long, pointing towards the Antarctic Peninsula, Santiago ignored that principle, according to Argentine complaints. The San Martin Palace accused Chile of appropriating part of the Argentine continental shelf. For its part, President Sebastián Piñera defended his decision and assured that Chile is simply exercising its right to declare its continental shelf. His foreign minister, Andrés Alamán, responded to Buenos Aires, "Nobody appropriates what already belongs to them," although he remarked Chile's commitment to resolve this dispute through dialogue. Mr. Piñera also expressed optimism regarding the negotiations, although he acknowledged that if these talks fail, there are other instances, such as resorting to international tribunals. The daily number of coronavirus infections in Argentina reached the lowest level in a year. 2073 cases, that's to say, 2073 cases. According to authorities, this consolidates the decrease that has been registered for more than 3 months, with intensive care units at around 50% of their capacity. So far, the COVID-19 pandemic has left more than 112,000 dead in the country. In this context, the national and provincial governments are moving forward with more openings. For example, as from September 6, borders will be reopened for tourists coming from Chile and Uruguay. According to the authorities, this will be a pilot test in order to include visitors from more countries. In addition, the national government ordered a return to work on-site of all public administration employees who had been working remotely due to the pandemic. For its part, the government of the province of Buenos Aires, the largest and most populated, authorized the full opening of schools, which have been combining on-site and online classes. Despite these positive signs, in the last few hours, a team of researchers from the University of Córdoba confirmed the discovery of traces of the Delta strain in the provincial sewage system, and this is an indication of potential community circulation of the mutation, according to scientists. It should be recalled that the first 2 deaths from the most contagious variant of coronavirus, of which there are almost 80 confirmed cases in Córdoba, occurred in this jurisdiction. However, Córdoba authorities assured that the outbreak has been contained and that all of the sick people have been isolated. Meanwhile, the vaccination campaign in Argentina closes in August with an increase in the application of second doses, and 30% of the population, according to official sources, has already completed its immunization schedule. Over the last few days, more than 1 million vaccines from Sinopharm and AstraZeneca have arrived, and the first batch from Pfizer is expected to arrive this month out of a total of 20 million contracted by the government. Health Minister Carla Bisotti anticipated that in October, priority will be given to teenagers, and then the possibility of applying a booster, a third dose, to risk groups will be evaluated. In the province of Corrientes, a legislator was shot during a campaign event, and the police are looking for two suspects. Last Thursday, August 26, provincial lawmaker Miguel Arias of the Peronist Party had traveled to the town of Tapebiqua to support the local mayoral candidate, Ricardo Braseiro. During one of the speeches, a shot was heard. Arias grabbed his stomach and attendants raised the alarm. The legislator was taken to a hospital in the city of Paso de los Libres, where he underwent surgery and is, according to official sources, lucid and stable. The National Security Minister Sabrina Frederick described the attack as an act of political violence, happening just 3 days before the elections in Corrientes. According to the official, it is believed that the bullet came from a vehicle and that the shot was not intended for Arias, but for Braseiro. The entire political spectrum repudiated the attack and wished the wounded legislator a speedy recovery. Governor Gustavo Valdés of the opposition UCR party sent a message of support to Arias after he was re-elected in Sunday's elections with more than 75% of the vote. Valdés celebrated the victory with other UCR leaders, and according to analysts, this result in Corrientes revitalized the party to claim more prominence in the opposition coalition Cambiemos. This national alliance, let us recall, is the one that brought Mauricio Macri to the presidency back in 2015 and is seeking to return to the government in 2023. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro called for saving electricity and anticipated increases in electricity rates in view of what he described as an imminent energy collapse. This is due to the lack of water, which he warned could cause some of the country's hydroelectric power plants to stop operating. The drought in Brazil is, according to official sources, the worst in 91 years. Turn off the light that you do not use in your homes, said Mr. Bolsonaro in a televised message. Let us recall that this problem has also been affecting Argentina, where its main waterway, the Paraná River, is at a level 2 meters below normal. The crisis in Brazil is taking place in the context of an intense deforestation process. According to Brazilian official sources, between 2020 and 2021, more than 5,700 square kilometers of Amazon rainforest will be cut down. The Brazilian president is a skeptic of climate change and recently even said that his US counterpart, Joe Biden, has, quote-unquote, an obsession with the environmental issue and that this, he revealed, gets in the way a little, end of quote. On another front, some 6,000 indigenous people are camped in the capital, Brasilia, just outside the building of the Supreme Court, and they are awaiting a decisive ruling on the possession of their lands. The aboriginal communities, who belong to 170 ethnic groups, reject a law promoted by the Bolsonaro administration that would force them to move and free up lands which are sought for cattle ranching, expansive farming and open pit mining. Mexico will formalize its proposal to replace the Organization of American States with a new continental bloc. The initiative will be presented on September 18 at the next CELAC summit. CELAC is the group that brings together Latin American and Caribbean nations. The Mexican foreign minister, Marcelo Ebrard, announced that the idea is to, quote-unquote, say goodbye to the OAS in its interventionist, interfering and hegemonic sense. And he added that the intention is to bring in another organization that we we will build in agreement with the US for the 21st century. For years, the Washington-based OAS has been the target of strong criticism by several Latin American governments that consider it to be an instrument of American interests. The role of this entity in the crisis in Venezuela and Nicaragua, or the lack of condemnation of the 2019 coup d'etat in Bolivia, were strongly questioned by several Latin American leaders, such as Mexican President Manuel López Obrador and his Bolivian counterpart Luis Arce. Argentina's Alberto Fernández also shares the criticism of the OAS, which, he said, ceased to be an organization that serves Latin America, end of quote. In other news from the region, in Chile, the Constituent Convention proposed to replace the traditional Carabineros, the country's main security force. One of the convention members promoting the initiative said that the problem is not with the 30,000 men and women who make up the force, but that there is a policy of human rights violations to which we have become accustomed, quote unquote. It should be recalled that the Carabineros have been the subject of numerous complaints for abuses and excesses in the use of force in the repression of social demonstrations, especially those of 2019. In those rallies and demonstrations, began the process that led to the election of an assembly to replace the constitution that had been sanctioned during the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet back in 1980. The idea of changing Carabineros was strongly rejected by the right-wing government and its allies, and the constituents behind this proposal remarked that it is just a proposal and not an imposition. Finally, we've got sports. Despite the resistance of their clubs in Europe, almost all of the Argentine players called up will play in the World Cup qualifying matches against Brazil, Venezuela and Bolivia over the next few days. The Premier League and the Spanish Liga, above all, have refused to release these men because they consider South America to be a risk coronavirus zone. But goalkeeper Emiliano Martinez and players Emiliano Buendia, Cristiano Romero and Giovanni Lo Celso, who all play in England, managed to reach an agreement with their respective clubs and will pay, at their own expense, the quarantine costs when they return to the old continent. In addition, they travel on a charter flight together from Madrid to Caracas to join the squad led by coach Lionel Scaloni. Lionel Messi and Angel Di Maria, in turn, will be able to join the Albiceleste without any inconvenience, since France did not impose this limitation. These caps did have an impact on Brazil, which will not be able to count on 9 starter players. Scaloni will therefore be able to work with practically the same team that won the Copa America last July. On the other hand, Messi finally made his official debut as a Paris Saint-Germain player against Reims away last Sunday. The Rosarino came on in the second half, replacing Brazilian Neymar Jr. The former Barcelona player did not stand out in this match that featured Frenchman Kylian Mbappé, who was the figure, scoring both goals in PSG's 2-1 win. And these were the news on Rai Argentina to the world. Listening to Rai Argentina to the World. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kilohertz. You can also listen to all of our programs via our website, which is riot.com.ar. We upload all of our shows and all kinds of podcasts to our website, riot.com.ar. And also online, you can find the timetable for shortwave transmissions in 8 languages. Just check out that website, riot.com.ar. By the way, we are celebrating this day's a new anniversary of radio broadcasting in Argentina. I almost forgot. It was a year ago when we celebrated a century of radio broadcasting in Argentina, and we uploaded all kinds of content to our website that is still available if you look up for it. Well, if you're tuning in on Riot for the first time, or you don't know much about the history of broadcasting in the country, let me tell you briefly that on August 27, 1920, the first radio transmission was carried out in Buenos Aires. It was a group of friends, physicians, some of them, or medical students, others, who were very into radio listening and radio broadcasting in 1910. It was quite a new thing, as you might imagine, and very few people in Buenos Aires had equipment or knew about this new invention. But this group of friends that went down in history as Los Locos de la Azotea, the madmen of the rooftop, climbed to the rooftop of a theater in Buenos Aires, the Colosseum Theater, led by Enrique Telemaco Susini, was the leader of the group, and set up an antenna on the top of the theater, actually at the corner, and they wire the antenna to the theater. They placed a microphone, not a broadcasting microphone. There were no broadcasting microphones at that time. They used a cone, a wooden cone used for the hearing impaired, and they placed that above the hall of the theater. That night, August 27, they captured a performance of Richard Wagner's Parsifal that was being offered at the Colosseum Theater. Susini picked up the microphone, made a brief presentation, and then they proceeded to broadcast Parsifal to the very few people that owned a radio receiver in Buenos Aires at that time, in August 1920. There are very few recorded receptions of that broadcast. Apparently somebody in the middle of the Rio de la Plata in a ship, because ships were equipped with radio gear, was able to receive this first broadcast. But this transmission on August 27, 1920, inaugurated the broadcasting era in Argentina. In 2020, in the middle of the pandemic, a pandemic that is not over, mind you, we marked a centennial, producing all kinds of content. And now, well, we are celebrating 101 years of radio in Argentina, a history that in which Riot plays an important part, joining the broadcasting world, the broadcasting community of Argentina in 1958. Once again, as we say every year, Feliz cumpleaños a la radio. Happy birthday to radio. Well, folks, before signing off, we've got time to listen to a little bit of new music as part of our cycle New Argentine Sounds that we jointly produce with FM Nacional Rock, the FM station of Radio Nacional that broadcasts Argentine rock music, or rock music in Spanish. And we've got a group called Andando Descalzo that we want to introduce today. Going Barefoot is how you translate the name of this group from Buenos Aires that has been around for 25 years. They describe their musical style as free spirited rock, and this freedom allows them to merge rock sounds with other styles, with other genres, such as cuarteto, cumbia, and in this case, carnavalito, which is a typical folk style of northern Argentina, in the area bordering Bolivia and Chile, the Andes. It's a typical cheerful celebratory music from that part of the world. In this case, this song called La Luz Sin Aclarar, meaning the light that is unclear, the light that is unclear, yeah, or something like that, features Sebastián Teixeira, from a very popular Uruguay band called La Vela Puerca, as a guest singer. And this is a single that previews their upcoming album, Extraño. Okay, let's listen to some new Argentine music. This is Andando Descalzo with La Luz Sin Aclarar.
Cambió el río su caudal. El viento de dirección y la luna su menguar. Y estoy tratando de encontrar, buscando los por qué, girando en espiral. Se fue el día sin nacer. Aclarar. Se fue el tiempo sin correr, pero creo que algo crecerá. Ay, 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 nos volveremos a ver. Cálido fogón, rojo amanecer, la luz volverá. Andando el peregrino por el estrecho sendero, ya no se anchó el camino y muy atrás quedó su pueblo, soportando temporales, adaptándose al momento, disfrutó los carnavales y luchó contra el mal tiempo. Será lo que tenga que ser, cambiar y volver. Se fue el día sin nacer y la luz sin aclarar. Se fue el tiempo sin correr, pero creo que algo crecerá.
La Luz Sin Aclarar, difficult to translate that name. The light that doesn't clear up, or the light is not coming, the light that isn't clear, well, difficult to translate. But this is the name of this song by Andando Descalzo that we have introduced this week as part of our cycle New Argentine Sounds. And this brings us to the end of this week's edition of RAE Argentina to the World in English for September 1st, 2021. Via WRMI on the shortwaves and also via riot.com.ar is how you can listen to all of our programs. My name is Fernando Farias. I'd like to thank you very much for listening to our program, and I invite you to join us next week for another one. Take care and hasta la próxima.